the world of soccer now. And in just a few minutes, we'll be looking ahead to the World Cup in Brazil and how that country is preparing for the arrival of 32 teams in the summer and the problems they've been having. But first, we want to look back on the year that was in American soccer, from qualifying for the World Cup to Clint Dempsey moving from the Spurs to Seattle and now back on loan in the UK. David Beckham is trying to launch a Major League Soccer franchise in Miami. And everybody's asking that age-old question. Has it been enough to raise the profile of soccer so that it can finally be soccer's year, soccer's decade in America? With me to help answer that question, Grant Wall, senior writer for Sports Illustrated. Hi, Grant.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Grant, I'm a skeptic. We have done the world of journalism, my friend, has done the story over the last 20 years, every 4 years. This is the year when Americans are going to have their demographically obvious love for soccer burst forth and America will become a soccer country. I think we're going to do the same story again in 5 years, buddy. Is this any different? Is it soccer's time? Convince me, because people like football. I mean, that's what this country is.
The NFL is king in the United States, and I understand that completely. But I would also say that the old phrase, soccer, the sport of the future and always will be, that joke, I think it's starting to really end when you really see some of the demographic changes that have taken place, and not just around the World Cup. Obviously, the World Cup is the biggest thing in soccer this year around the world. But if you look at the ESPN sports polls, an annual poll that they do, and they have found that between ages 12 and 24 in the United States right now, pro soccer is the second most popular sport behind the NFL. That's ahead of the NBA. That's ahead of Major League Baseball. It's ahead of college football. So that's something to really keep an eye on.
So they used to say that American kids play soccer, but nobody watches it. You say that's changing.
It is changing. And you look right now on television in the United States, you have 70 to 80 live soccer games on TV in the U.S. from around the world every week now. NBC carries the Premier League. You have ESPN showing MLS. You have Fox showing the Champions League. There's a ton of games out there, a lot in the Spanish language space as well. It really is a sport that is starting to make real gains now.
Grant Wall, senior writer for Sports Illustrated, says this is the year when soccer will finally take hold, or at least we're on the cusp of soccer really finally, truly taking hold in the U.S. But let's look a bit at the year that was in American professional soccer. I mentioned Clint Dempsey, big American star, came from England back to the United States and now back again. He is a huge American star of soccer. What has his movements meant for the game, do you think?
Well, Clint Dempsey has done very, very well as an American in the English Premier League, one of the best leagues in the world for several years. He comes back this past, I think it was September, in a very surprise move to join the Seattle Sounders of MLS. And here you had for the first time an American player coming back to the U.S. on a big money deal where he's getting paid lots of money. We're talking about a $30 million deal that brought him back to the U.S. Now he has to back it up because he didn't play very well after he joined the Sounders. They didn't go as far in the playoffs as they wanted. The U.S. needs Dempsey to be in good form heading into the World Cup, and now he's just gone on loan for 2 months back to the Premier League to Fulham so that he can help get himself ready for a very big World Cup year.
Let's talk about the World Cup, because the other thing that I want to believe, coming into this with all my biases, is that this is the year that the United States is going to make it out of the first round, out of the round robin.
Well, it's certainly happened before. The U.S. got to the quarterfinals in 2002.
Yeah, true.
In 2010, got to the second round. Usually right now, the expectations are for the U.S. to have a successful World Cup, they need to get out of the first round. Beyond that, to get to the quarterfinals or beyond would be exceeding expectations. The issue now is the U.S. has a very difficult draw for the World Cup. You look at the other teams in the group, Germany, Portugal, Ghana, very difficult teams. The U.S. has a close to a group of death situation here,
yeah.
So it's going to be much harder to get out of the first round group.
I looked at that, and Ghana worries me the least out of Germany and Portugal that we have to face. I mean, you have to be second or first to get out of there.
You have to finish in the top two of the four teams in the group. Ghana has eliminated the U.S. from the last two World Cups, so they are a tough team, but I think the U.S. can beat them in the first game. If they can, that would be very important for the U.S. to advance. Portugal has Cristiano Ronaldo, one of the best players in the world, and Germany is a favorite to win the World Cup.
A difficult grouping for the U.S. in the World Cup, but Grant Wall still says this is going to be the year for American soccer. Grant, I hope you're right. Senior writer for Sports Illustrated. Grant, thanks.
Thank you.